Like I said, yeah. I always had a niche for it, but it was just taking that initial, just going for it. So then once I did, and then I just tried out some samples, and then the reaction I got when I first, like, sold out all my shirts and stuff when I first started, and then I saw what you can make, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm going to take this serious.
Hey, what the name of this f***ing show?
I Talk Great.
I Talk Great.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here's what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's Mr. Williams with the I Talk Gray podcast, where we talk about the gray areas of business because it's never just black and white. But before we get started, if you like my content, you like everything that I've been sharing, go ahead and click that link below. Subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend. I'm here with a heavy hitter in the building. What's going on, my brother?
Yo,
Zay,
good?
The CEO.
CEO in the building, forever lit.
Hey, forever. Oh, ish. It ain't working. Sorry. Zay, the CEO in the building.
Zay forever lit. Feel what I'm saying?
Forever lit. Like lit how? Like you getting thrown off the what keeps you litty?
Save how you want to take it. Lit. Whatever you got going on. Lit on where you're trying to reach on a higher level.
Okay.
Going out, trying to get lit. It's wherever how you want to take it.
Okay, okay.
Feel what I'm saying?
All right. So what? What inspired you to come up with this brand? Like, I see you got the lit department, you know, the drip.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, it started from 2020.
Okay.
COVID.
All right. So that's when you got the idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I was currently in music school, so, and COVID hit, so all we had was time, so, feel what I'm saying? So I always had a niche for clothing brand and stuff like that, and then... Mm-hmm. Eventually, I just sat down and just said, fuck it, I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you say you was in music school. Like,
yeah.
So what was you doing in there? Like, you learning to rap or were you,
oh, nah.
You singing? Or?
Nah, I'm a producer.
Okay, you so making
I went
beats?
I went to SAE for music production.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, I mean, do you have to go to school for, like, what made you want to do that?
Oh, I always wanted to try out a music school, and then my homeboy presented the idea because he had a friend that went there, and he said he had a great outcome when he graduated, so I said I just tried it out.
You know okay. Was it for the business or more so the talent? Because how were you – the talent?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of interesting because I figure, you know, when you look at people like Swiss Beats and Timbaland, you know what I'm saying, like – you would see, like, the talent was, like, naturally there. I never really heard, like, okay, you got to go to school for the actual talent. Like, how did...
I wouldn't say you necessarily had to go for the talent, but I mainly went to learn how to engineer. So I already know how to do the beats.
Okay.
So that was just a double plus if I had learned to do the engineering
okay.
at the same time. So that's what I went to school for.
Okay, okay.
And it was also a great networking, so I met a lot of, like, people that I still talk to this day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. No, no, no. I feel you for sure. So you got joints? Like, you got tracks that you put out for yourself, or you producing for other people?
Just producing for other people. Like, mainly, like, my homeboys and local rappers and stuff like that.
Okay, you don't spit no bars? No. You kind of look like Chris Brown a little bit. Like, like a browner version.
Nah.
You don't dance? Nothing like that?
Nah.
Okay, okay. So take us back, like, to your childhood. Like, what was it like?
Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
For real?
Yeah.
718?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Queens in the house.
Queens.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I would say, like, a typical, like, black neighborhood just growing up.
The hood or?
The hood, yeah.
You know, Brooklyn is kind of, you know, gentrified right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been seeing lately a lot has changed.
Yeah, lots have changed.
Lots have changed. You know what I'm saying? So
okay. So it wasn't really hood. It was semi, or you didn't have to walk around with a burner on you?
I was there from childhood, but I moved. Like, my parents moved me, like, to the south around, like, ninth grade type of thing.
Okay.
So I originally was.
So you say the South. Are you talking about like down here for Lottie Dottie?
No. I originally from New York moved to Atlanta.
Okay, you moved to the A.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I spent my middle school and high school years there. And then when I graduated like 2 years after, then I moved down here.
So what was your experience like in the A?
It was different. Totally different.
Okay.
Being from up north and then moved to the South is a totally different culture change.
Yeah.
Totally different.
So did you have any like setbacks?
I wouldn't say setbacks. It was just, everything was just a learning experience.
Okay.
Which each day of living in the South.
So. Okay. So when did you transition from the A to here?
I want to say 2016, 15.
Okay. So what was your experience like being here, like when you got here?
The heat.
The heat.
I wasn't used to the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially around wintertime.
Okay.
Like, is it going to get cold? Yeah.
You know, you got the melanin. You know, you need that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get in the sun. You know what I mean? Let that joint activate.
Facts.
Okay, okay. So walk us through, like, how did you lead up to this clothing empire? You know what I mean? The Forever Lit clothing brand.
I want to say, like I said, COVID.
Okay.
And all you had was time to think. And like I said, I always had a niche for it, but it was just taking that initial, just going for it. So then once I did, and then I just tried out some samples.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reaction I got when I first like sold out all my shirts and stuff when I first started, and then I saw what you can make.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to take this serious.
Okay, okay.
Let's see what it could do.
Yeah. So you say you was trying out samples. Like, where were you getting them from? Alibaba?
Oh, no. I was doing my homework on YouTube, so I was trying to find out, like, vendors and stuff like that. So I came across certain vendors, like Superline, Wholesale, and Circle Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I still use them to this day.
Okay.
So I used them, and then I got their products. And I liked that material.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, then I just pressed the shirts and then sent them out. Then I just got a good reaction coming back from my homeboys and stuff like that. Like, hey, I like how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that. So I'm looking like, yeah.
Hold on. So you was pressing them up. You was putting the designs on them yourself?
Yeah. I actually had a good, being a good friend of mine, his name, Frasapil.
Yeah.
He was helping me out with, the design and then pressing them on the clothes. So he was the first person like to help me out with like getting the clothes out there. For sure.
Okay. So what made you want to take on that responsibility versus saying, okay, I'm gonna delegate that?
See, me, I'm like more of like hands on.
Okay.
I like to get the feel of like what's the process of doing it.
Yeah.
So I can see the full reaction. Like if I do it, start, mm-hmm. and then when I the reaction I get when I finish,
mm-hmm.
like when I send out the products and stuff, like, so that's a good feeling knowing that I put in the work,
yeah,
to get the good product out to the people. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay. So what was your first piece?
Shirts.
What kind of shirts? Like, what you got on now or short sleeve?
Nah, short sleeve hoodies. For mm-hmm. some reason, too, my biggest sellers being in Florida was hoodies.
Really?
As hot as it is out here. So, I definitely, the biggest sales was hoodies.
Okay, that's dope.
Like that. So
Lit.
That's lit. You know what I'm saying? So, it was mainly hoodies.
Okay.
And shirts. And then I just got them out. And then.
Hold on, so you were shipping them out yourself, going to the post office?
Mm-hmm. And going off DMs, because that was before I had a website.
Okay, so everybody was just jumping in DM.
Just jumping in DM, doing it like that. Like, hey, bro, I got this in.
Straight out the mud.
Straight out the mud.
Okay.
Doing it like that. And this was before I had the website, so definitely that's how I was doing it for, like, the period of time.
That's so dope, man, because I tell people at the end of the day, sometimes you got to just start where you're at. you know, people come up with so much excuses. Oh, no, I need this. Oh, I need that. That's why I ain't start. No. Stop making excuses and just go ahead and use what you have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be amazed how much you could do with very little that you have.
No,
you
facts.
Just take the initiative to just start and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it means with me. I didn't have that much, but I just tried it, and then I got a good feedback from it, so...
Okay, so when you you got good feedback from your friends, but who would you say is your target audience? Because you know sometimes your friends could just be buying from a sympathetic standpoint. You know what I'm saying? So when did you realize like, I'm not gonna say a real person, but someone outside your circle would actually purchase?
I'd say. It's kind of hard to say my genuine audience, but I would say, like, it surprised me when I started getting people from out of state reaching out to me.
Okay.
Things like that, reaching out to me like, hey, bro, you got some hoodies in and shirts. I love it. It's dope. Things like that. So that kind of, like, shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that. And my biggest customers, for sure, is the women.
Really?
Surprisingly.
Okay. Why are you surprised at that?
Because initially I didn't make it for the females, but...
Okay, so it was just like a male clothing line.
I wouldn't say male, but it was something that I catered to both, but I got a bigger reaction from the females.
Okay.
So that's why I would say, like, it kind of shocked me. So I'd say the women and people from out of state,
yeah,
like, reaching out to me like, hey, I need that.
That's dope, bro. You know, when people hitting you up from out of state, that means, you know what I mean? You're doing something major, because usually people in your inner circle or in your city don't necessarily give that same support. Most likely, it's going to come from some outer source. You know what I mean?
That's how it be sometimes. Sometimes you get bigger support from people you don't even know a hole in the wall from.
No, facts.
People that's in your circle. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
did you feel that from... close friends or within your proximity?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I get more support than anything from a lot of my homeboys, so for sure.
Okay, so you are getting support from the inner circle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good then. You know what I'm saying? Because lots of times it doesn't work like that, you know? It usually comes from an outside source.
Outside, yeah.
So if you're getting from the inside, that means you had a good circle, so you ain't had to cut nobody off yet.
Nope.
That's dope. Okay. So do you work on, like, personal development within yourself to grow the business?
Yeah. I'd say for, like, things like this, I'm getting out of my comfort zone, like, being in front of, like, cameras and stuff like that. So I understand, like, where I want to be, what I'm trying to get. I have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I use this as, like, all right, this is going to help me to where I need to get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I would say, like, that's a lot of self-reflection, like, I look at it.
No, that's good. You definitely need the self-reflection.
Yeah.
So, where do you see yourself going? Where do you see the brand reaching to?
I'm not going to lie, 2024, the amount of heat I got coming.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. Oh, God. I see myself hitting 6-7-figure mark. Because I have the right people showing me how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my mentor, Alex.
Okay. So what strategies would you say you have in place to reach that goal?
Marketing. I'd say marketing and being more in tune with my social media, such as TikTok, Instagram. Like, I need to, like, put myself out there more to get more feedback. So I'd say, like, that.
What do you think kept you from doing that prior?
See, me, like, this is all a new experience for me because I'm not used to, like, things like that, like how I said. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm not used to, like, recording myself, making content and things like that.
Okay.
So everything is a learning experience.
Like I said,
like, I'm growing as I go. So now
that's dope.
So now that the people I'm around and stuff like that show me the way, it's like, there's no way I could fail. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's dope, man. How you're growing with it, that's part of your personal branding. You know, because people like authenticity. You know what I'm saying? So if you show like, yo, y'all started from the bottom now, yeah. You know what I'm saying? People are more rock with that versus you trying to come out and be all like, you know, faking. Oh, yeah, we got it all together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out to Hollywood Shaq because he was the first one I could say that was authentic with his content. Because he's someone I watch all the time with a clothing brand.
Okay.
He makes TikToks all the time and stuff like that. So you see he was authentic from the beginning. He shows people how to do it. Where you could get where he's at if you follow his steps. So shout out to him, man. The real test. Like, I follow all that content.
Okay.
Because all their content is authentic, so you see the growth.
Yeah, yeah. So how much are you investing for your growth process?
A lot. I would say. The amount. Yeah, I had to think. The amount that I put in this year for my brand to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
I would definitely say okay. But you have to invest.
No, facts.
So you can't get nowhere if you don't invest in the brand.
Yes, of course.
So you have to invest in yourself to get where you want to get. So
okay. So do you think success like speed?
I'd say it's not a race. I'd say it's more like a marathon.
Okay, you got some nip over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, this is, it's not about who's the fastest. It's about a marathon. It's about at your pace, as long as you're trying to get to where you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So do you do something every single day that could move the needle forward?
Absolutely. I always take the time to try and watch new videos, see like, okay, I need to do this.
Yeah.
Like every day I try to. I try to talk to my mentor as much as I can. Because he's helping me get where I need to get as well.
Okay.
Because he's the one who helped me make the website. So that was a help.
Okay. So you got the website up.
Yeah.
Okay. Let everybody know where they could get it at.
ForeverLitLifestyle.com.
Okay, okay. So where did lit come from? Was you getting lit like back in the day? And how did that pop in your head?
Honestly, I don't even know, bro. It's just something that just randomly came about. Like, I was changing my IG name. And honestly, it's like, every time I'm always out with my homeboys and stuff like that, I get lit, like, I'm like the life of the party. Like,
okay.
I'm conservative, but like when I'm around the right people, like I'm always known for like dancing or like
turned up.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's how the lit came about. So I would say like just making up something, and then I just stuck with it. And then
okay.
It stuck.
Okay. So you got a trademark and everything?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I mean, say you down with the business?
Everything's legal.
I like that, man.
LLC, everything.
Okay, I like that. So, like, walk us through that process. Like, if I'm a new person trying to get into the clothing business, can you give us, like, some steps on how to get started?
I would say, first, don't just jump into it. Like, do your homework on, like, the steps, because you can make certain mistakes like I did. Like, I just went ahead and jumped the gun and got the LLC. Didn't have the proper steps before that I needed.
Okay.
Like, I just went ahead and got it, and I didn't think, like, I got to pay taxes. I got to have this ready for this, and the third. So that was a learning experience when I first had the clothing brand. So I would say do your homework and take your time with it. Don't just rush it. And also don't just do it for the money. Don't just think you're going to get into this and make mad bread and stuff like that. You can, but don't do it strictly for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do it because you enjoy it and love it.
Yeah.
I get more of a better feeling that people actually love my clothing brand and they're out and about wearing it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the best feeling in the world. Like, people are going everywhere with my clothes.
Yeah.
Taking pictures and stuff like that. That's a better feeling than me just making a profit off it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you giving anything away for free?
I don't know about free.
Okay, okay. So is it, if I wash it, is it going to shrink, or did you test it out? Like,
oh, I've tested. I hardly get any. Oh, it shrunk when I dried it and washed it and stuff like that. I hardly get any of that.
Okay. How many uses?
I'll say a lot, because I have a good friend of mine. He said he's washed it, so many times?
Over and over.
Over and over.
Okay,
everything's
okay.
Still intact. So,
okay, okay.
I did good with my product. So.
Oh, that's what's up. So with the business, right, you said how you were structuring the LLC. Mm-hmm. How did you know that you made the mistake? Did you have an accountant overseeing it, or did you get hit up from the IRS?
IRS hit me in the mail like, oh, you need to have this. You need to do this. You need to do this. I'm looking like I said, I just jumped in it and got it.
Head first. Yeah.
Didn't even think about like, oh, the IRS gonna hit me with this tax. I need to have this ready every quarterly and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I said, that was a learning experience trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So, but like I said, you learn with time.
Nah, facts.
So now I know like to keep up with my taxes and stuff like that. Cause
yeah,
the IRS will come and get you.
No, yeah, that's true. I mean, you said learn with time. I don't necessarily think that's true, because you have people that you could be efficient at doing the wrong thing, and then a lot of time goes by and you ain't learned nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So would you say you've been battle tested to deal with these types of ups and downs that you're going to get within the business world in your personal life?
I would say the battles for me,
mm-hmm,
is changing the mindset and staying focused.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of personal stuff that goes on in my life that will throw me off track. And then I got to remember at the same time, like, I'm trying to get somewhere. I have a goal I'm trying to get to. So I can't let the personal shit that goes on in my life,
mm-hmm,
distract me from where I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's been the biggest battle, to stay focused and keep the level mindset. Like, hey, this is all going to be worth it in the end if I stay focused.
No, facts.
Because I have a lot of successful people around me.
Okay.
Such as my boy Dream Foreign.
Mm-hmm.
He does YouTube. And I was there from the beginning when he couldn't even get 50 views on the video. And now look, a year later, with 30,000 subscribers.
Okay, that's dope.
Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went to Cali for the first time.
Okay. How was that experience?
It was beautiful. Me being out there, visiting Nipsey's place and all that, like, it was a dope experience. But
yeah,
to know, like, where my boy came from, like, with the YouTube, because mm-hmm, we went out there to collab with content creators and stuff like that, because they also do YouTube, so it only
okay
made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get what I'm saying? So to see my boy from where he started to where he's at.
Yeah.
It's just like, because I was there and just see that.
It inspired you.
It inspired. So it's like, it's no way. Like, I have all these successful people around me. There's no way that I'm not going to be successful as well. So.
Nah, facts. Environment is key. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? They say, look at your five friends, and depending on what they're doing, you're going to be number six.
Facts. Your circle plays a major role in your future.
Facts.
You are what you hang around.
Yo, yeah. I tell people that all the time. So it's like, you got to be very aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So give us a little rundown. Like, what were you doing to make sure your mindset was shifting and going into that new paradigm? Was you reading books?
Honestly, I would say it took a very long time to get out of the street mentality, to get in a business mentality. Don't react off your first instinct and stuff
okay
like that. Always take your time and think. It took a while. And like I said, like.
So you was in the street
growing
up? Like,
growing,
Like yeah. bang, bang, shoot him up, boys in the hood type ish, or?
Yeah.
I mean, because you look like a good guy. You yeah, know what I'm yeah. saying?
Yeah, like I said, like, I turned my life around for the better, like I said.
Real? So, you was yeah. a criminal?
I won't say too much, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's good, though, man. Because yeah. it's not easy making the mental shift, you know?
Not.
Because when you are aware now, that means you got to hold yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So did it come easy to you to hold yourself accountable for the things that you know that you messed up on that probably took you down a path that you didn't want to go down?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You got, took, yeah, for sure. I don't know, like something in there, you know, so we got to pull it out.
Yeah. So I would say my environment, like,
because mm-hmm.
you know when, like, when you're in the situation where, like, all you know is what you're around.
Yeah.
And then your mindset changes when you start being around different things.
No, big
facts. So that's why I would say change the mindset. Me being around certain people.
Yeah.
And then now I'm doing this. Now I'm around this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that always helped the mindset change.
Okay. So basically you put yourself in different environments
yeah.
so you could kind of move different. Mm-hmm. Bro, that is so true. I ain't even going to front. Like, Art Basel, I was at Earn Your Leisure's joint. You know what I'm saying? And normally I would have been at some other functions. But I'm like, yo, nah, my mind was locked in and I knew I was trying to, you know, make a connection. So I'm like, yeah, no, I want to make sure I go to this. No drinks, no getting lit. You know what Max. I'm saying? And no offense to anybody that chooses to do that. It's just mm-hmm. I like to follow things that give me good results.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with your brand, right, because it's called Lit Department.
No, it's Forever Lit.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
That's it.
So it's Forever Lit.
Yeah.
So you're going to be lit forever.
Facts.
Okay. I'm in this forever.
Facts.
Okay, so who is it more, who are you more marketing towards? A younger crowd? Or explain like where the lit could fit in if it's for a more mature crowd versus the younger crowd.
I say for the age range, it's like more like teenager to like, like early adult type of thing for sure. Like
early adult, like yeah. with like 21,
like 25.
So I can't get it. That's why he didn't bring me a shirt. You know,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's more for the younger generation.
Yeah.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep the youngins around. I ain't gonna front. My daughter just the other day was showing me how to share my screen on my iPhone. I had it that whole time, and she was like, no, you got to hit the top right there. And I'm like, oh, nah.
For real?
Yeah, I didn't even know. So I tell people all the time, you got to have the youth around because mm-hmm. you guys are more tapped into this technological, you know, advancements. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's like we're not going there. We're already there. So how are you using, like, AI to help you move forward in your business?
Oh, it's crazy you mentioned that because, like I said, my mentor has been showing me, like, mm-hmm. the quickness that you could do with AI, like, it's crazy.
Nah, facts.
Like how you could build a website, you could do all types of shit with the AI.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking like, wow. So I'm gonna definitely use it to my advantage. Now that they showed me, like, okay, to create it creates videos, everything. So I'm looking like, yeah,
okay,
this could definitely help push the content out to help build the traction to the site and everything.
Nah, facts. So what would you say is your mission and your vision for the business?
My main goal to eventually one day open up a storefront.
Right, okay. I mean, next to Gucci?
Better.
Hey, I like that.
I look at it.
All right. So do you got it in, like, fashion shows, or have you thought about that yet?
See, yeah. I'm going to definitely tap into, like, more, like, fashion shows and
yeah.
Open markets and stuff like that. Like, people have been reaching out to me like, hey, Zay, hey, pull up to this fashion show and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
everything is in the works.
Okay.
So
you gonna be one of the models? You look kind of swole, you know what I'm saying? Like you stay in the gym.
Yeah. So
okay.
I actually have some models as well too. Shout out to them, because They've been supporting the whole time, so.
That's what's up, man. You getting good love, man. Thanks. That's dope. So how are you separating yourself apart from all the competitors?
For me, I say, like I said, like, it's more authentic with me because you see why I started to wear. I began because I see a lot of other brands.
Mm-hmm.
They do it for a period of time and then they just stop.
Yeah.
Or they just do it for a profit. They don't, like, genuinely, like, go out
and like,
make it happen. Feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what separates me. Like, I have the mindset and I have the drive to, like, reach out to the people, show face and things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that's what separates me from the competitors. So.
Okay, okay. Nobody ain't seeing what you got going on there.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like that, man. So are you going to be bringing in, like, partners, or is it just you running everything right now?
See, I got, like, good friends of mine that's been with me from the beginning, like my homeboy Frasapil, my other homeboy is Brand Namin. So
Brand Namin,
yeah.
Oh, that's his name.
That's his brand name.
Oh, that's the brand name.
Yeah.
Oh, Brand Namin.
Namin. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So definitely, like, people that was with me from the beginning, I'll definitely, like, would love to, like, collab with them one day and do something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So who could you see yourself in the industry collabing with?
I mean, as far as, like.
So you see how, like, I think North Face collab with Louis Vuitton.
See, me, I would rather collab with, like, upcoming brands such as myself.
Okay.
Opposed to, like, brands that's already established. I wouldn't mind if, like, if the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah.
But I would rather do it from, like, someone coming from the ground up like me.
Okay.
So that we could grow together to build something, like, established, like,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Feel me?
You don't want no handouts.
You don't want no handouts.
Okay, okay. So how would you say you could leverage your business then? Because I see a lot of us, you know, we say we want to get it from the mud and we want to start it from the bottom. But I think that's a mindset thing because sometimes you can leverage. So how do you see yourself leveraging your business so you can actually get to those levels where you're down at, you know what I'm saying, South Beach or Deco Drive?
See, a lot of people say things like that, but they don't want to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
So like like you said, it's the mindset thing. Like, if you could say all that, but if you're not putting the work in to scale your brand,
yeah,
it's no point. So that's what I would say. Like, to help scale and leverage my brand is just keep putting in the work, because I see where I started from with the brand, and now I'm here, like,
yeah,
doing great numbers and stuff like that. So
okay, analytics on point.
Mm-hmm.
So how you funding the business?
My 9-to-5 job.
Okay, so you work at a 9-to-5 now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you work at?
I do aviation.
Okay, that's what's up. Right. You flying planes or you?
Nah, I'm the one that hands out the tools.
Okay.
Like, the stuff that they need to build the plane parts and stuff, that's me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's dope. You know, everybody try to talk trash about having a 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying? But I don't see anything wrong with having earned income, because at the end of the day, you know, you see some entrepreneurs out here, and I'm like, oh, like, you broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even got no money. Like, your shirt got a hole in it. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know, sometimes you do got to kind of sacrifice. You know, but it's nothing wrong if you have a strategy or if you're using skills on your job to help you within your business.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say you're taking anything away from your job that actually you use in your business in real time?
I would say for the most part, time management, because you have to manage, like, I got to manage doing this.
Okay.
Doing that.
Yeah.
I would say that. And, definitely dealing with more people on a daily basis, because, like I said, like,
you mean like being social?
Like, social.
Okay. Sure. So you anti-social or?
No, I'm getting better with my social.
Okay, because I'm like, how you going to be lit if you anti-social?
Like I say, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
I said,
yeah, yeah.
Everything is a learning experience with me, because I'm not used to this. So now,
What makes you uncomfortable, though? Engaging with people or speaking with strangers, or, like, what's the uncomfortable part for you?
I say
the cameras.
Yeah.
Okay. So you ain't never did like a porn?
Nah. Hell no.
You ain't got no tape.
Hell no.
No, you and your girl don't got no videos. Mm-mm. No home videos. Nothing. Okay.
I don't need that.
I'm not that.
I don't need that leak.
Okay, you'll end up on World Star. I don't know. You might pop now. No. You see what I'm saying? You saw what happened to Ray J.
Oh, nah. I'd rather do it the legit way. Nah, not like that. Mm-hmm.
So you trying to say it's not legit? That man blew up off that tape.
He came with a whole shitload of problems as well.
I mean, I'm sure we got 9-to-5 problems. Which problems you trying to have?
That's different type of problems right there.
Okay.
I'm good on that. Mm-mm.
Okay. So would you be able to deal with the pressure that comes from mainstream, though? Or are you afraid to get diddied?
I wouldn't say afraid. You can't be afraid of where you're trying to get. So I know all of this is coming my way.
Okay.
So I already know, like, big crowds, being in front of cameras and everything, all of that is the process of success.
Okay.
So I'm already knowing, like, all right,
this is what I need to move.
Yeah. I'm already knowing how to move. Like.
Okay. So you ain't going to piss off the Illuminati.
Oh.
They going in on Diddy right now. You know what I mean? I don't know what he did or what he said.
That Diddy shit is crazy. Surviving Diddy is crazy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know who he pissed off in the upper room. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of limelight, I ain't going to front. You know, I went to L.A. I was at the BET weekend, and, you know, it was a lituation. You know what I'm saying? So you could get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think you possess within to keep you level-headed like that? So you won't get caught up with the lights, Hollywood.
For me, I don't even see myself, like, I always see myself walking the street.
Okay.
Feel me? So, like, any of that type of
rhetoric, you ain't with it.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
So you ain't going to let Young Miami pee on you? Nothing.
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all. Not with none of that.
None of that? Okay. Nobody.
Nobody on hood.
Okay. That's what's up. Discipline. So where do you think that comes from within you, to have that level of discipline to turn down, you know, something that tempting?
Growing up and how I was raised, like, I go off certain morals. Like, certain stuff I'm not going for at all, no matter how much money, how much clout, whatever you want to say, I'm not going for none of that. So,
okay, so Oprah can't persuade you at all?
Nope.
Okay.
It's just certain things, like, I grew up on and, like, I stand on. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going for none of that.
So did you grow up religious, or are you part of Islam or something?
No. It's just, like, growing up, like, I was just taught, like, you don't do this, like, because it's not worth it. And, like,
that's good, man.
Money ain't everything.
Really? You think so? I would say money is everything. It's how you act when you have it.
Yeah.
Because give me something that you can do without money when you wake up in the morning.
You're right. You got me there.
Yeah, so people don't realize that there's a psychology around money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wake up and do anything that doesn't involve money, whether it's turn on your TV, look at your phone, turn on your microwave, print out your shirts, because if you run out of ink, you need money to do that. So I would say you got to look at your character around yourself when you have the money.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when people get money, they say, oh, man, you changed. No, that's who you always was. It's just now the money just exposed.
Exposed, yeah.
Who you are. You see what I'm saying?
Enhances.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
So where do you think these principles came from? Your dad, your mom?
Yeah, both of my parents.
You grew up with both your parents?
Yeah.
That's dope. Okay. Shout out to some black love. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and clap that up.
Fact.
All right. So you have kids?
No.
All right. No. Okay.
I had to say that quick.
Yeah. That's good, man. Do you plan on having any?
Of course.
Okay. But right now, you just focus on your business and everything like that.
You have to have a certain plan, because you don't want to have kids and you're not all the way where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have a you want to have a situation when it comes. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah. Okay. No, I like that. Especially you coming from a home where your mom and dad is there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You would want to have that same type of foundation for your children.
Exactly.
You know, you wouldn't want them getting too lit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, brother, this was dope, man. I'm so glad you came through. You know what I mean? Graced us with your presence. You know, next time you got to bring me a fitted, man. No, y'all got dad you, hats. Bro. Like, tell everybody, like, what all do you have in your arsenal?
I have hoodies, shirts, sweatsuits, body suits.
Okay, you got them throwing your thongs?
Facts.
Okay.
Got it all for the ladies.
All right.
Feel what I'm saying? So
I saw you had something for, like, kids. Like, little kids. I saw you on your gram, you had, like, a photo with, like, a five-year-old or a six-year-old. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Yeah, that's one of my good homeboys. That okay. I did something for his daughter for her birthday.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you was capping about that kid. Like, man, I saw it, man. Don't cap.
Nah. Yeah, I did something dope for my homeboy's daughter's birthday, so
okay.
I sent something.
That's what's up, man. That's dope.
Yeah.
What you doing for the holidays? You got any, you know what I'm saying, like, discounts?
Yeah, like I said,
like I said, you tripping.
Yeah, the amount of heat I got coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Like I said, I'm going to hit that 6-7 mark.
Okay.
So
I want to see it, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to follow up. You know what I mean?
So
show your spreadsheets so we can walk it through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Hey, man, you can follow me on Instagram, Zay Forever Lit. The merch page, Forever Lit Clothing. TikTok, Zay Forever Lit. Twitter, if you got a Twitter, Zay Forever Lit. Yeah. Just know I'm coming. Forever Lit. We in the building.
You got a LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. Yeah, you got to get that LinkedIn, man, because LinkedIn is strictly more so for business. I tell people that all the time. You know what I mean? It's good to have all those other pages too, you know what I mean, on the social media platform. But if you're trying to just understand, like, and lock in with people that's serious about their business, LinkedIn is definitely where you want to tap in, you know?
Yeah, I've been learning about that and also the QR codes.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. So it just goes straight to the page opposed to you trying to type it in. Like,
yeah. Just go ahead, get the quick.
Make it quick. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's dope, man. I like that you showed that you're a student and you're learning at the same time. Because, you know, a lot of people like to come on and cap and make it seem like they got it all together. So it's good that you show that level of vulnerability.
Yeah, you can't act like you know everything. You got to learn something new every day.
No, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. So what's your projected time that you say you would walk off your job?
As soon as I hit a sale, I would say 30,000.
A 30,000 sale, or yeah. You mean
a drop and I hit 30,000 or
a month or a year?
Nah, a month.
Okay.
When I have that consistent range, then I say I could leave. I could focus on that full time. You feel what I'm saying?
All right. Can't wait to see you, my brother.
Thanks.
Man, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. Williams, with the I Talk Gray podcast, and we out of here. Yeah.